Recorded Books and RB Digital present A Lady in Disguise by Sandra Bird, narrated by Elizabeth Jasicki. Chapter 1. Hampshire, England, Early April, 1883. I stood at bleak day in the graveyard in the village near Winton Park. The chapel's stone gargoyles, pitted and blinded by the elements, nonetheless mocked our mortality with their jeering grins. Mrs. W. tarried beside me. It was only we two mourners. An awkward funeral had been held in London a few days earlier. Why had so few attended? And the interment was just as lonely and isolating. Nearby, the grass over my mother's grave crept outward, erasing the decades-old rectangular spade edges. My grandmother's burial plot was a few years younger than Mama's, and the grass atop it was sparse, thin, and blanched, like hair on an old woman's head. Grandfather's headstone looked like nothing so much as the king from a chessboard. No grass grew near his. It was fittingly edged with gravel. "Miss Young," the vicar cleared his throat, "are you ready?" I nodded. Mrs. W. took my elbow to steady me. "The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great goodness. As a father is tender toward his children, so is the Lord tender to those that fear him," the vicar softly began. I knelt down, blinking back tears, and sifted the first handful of dirt onto my father's coffin. It mingled with a cold drizzle, black and white, dark and light, into a slurry. "Yes, you were tender to me, and to all who knew you," I whispered. "I love you, Papa." "We have entrusted our brother, Andrew Young, to God's mercy, and we now commit his body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust." With that, the labourers began their work. I quickly turned away, but there was no blocking the sound of the first shuddering shovelful hitting the casket. I waited a moment for a sign of comfort, a dove flying in the distance, a sunbeam mysteriously piercing the clouds, a soothing song teasing forth in my mind. I waited in vain. We carefully picked our way out of the cemetery. It was slippery with moss, the only plant cunning enough to grow throughout the winter. An early spring wind hurried us forward, and we settled into the carriage and then returned to my crumbling country home. As we alighted, I saw, in the distance, a man on horseback, stationary and watching. "Who is that?" I asked the driver. "And why is he out at this hostile hour?" I thought.
"Why, that's Lord Lockwood, of course."
The driver's voice reflected surprise.
"He's your near neighbour, and a man of distinction in these parts. You have not met?"
"Not that I can recall, no." "And yet, his name?"
"His father, long past, and your mother?"
Mrs. W. spoke softly, wanting to remind me, certainly, but not desirous of raising a topic that might seem indelicate. Yes, then I recalled. Lord Lockwood, the elder, had courted my mother, the young Victoria Palmer. My grandfather had surprised everyone and allowed her to decline Lockwood's proposal. Certainly the old man had repented of that a half-dozen years later, when she married my papa instead. "Mama, how I long for you." Once inside the house, we linked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?